what you gonna do, or what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, or what you gonna do, or what you gonna do when they come for you?
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
I've been in police work, I guess, for 12 years, really going on 13. I started working in the jail at the city down here when I was 19 years old before I could even become a policeman. I've been around police work all my life. My dad, I guess, when I was 2 years old, he got into law enforcement, and it's kind of been in my blood. He was the chief of police of a small town, well, as a matter of fact, the town that I grew up in, and I guess I've been riding in police cars ever since I could walk. You know, my dad, he's still in law enforcement. He's 63 years old, and he'll be the same way. They'll probably find him dead in a patrol car one of these days, probably like me. Hopefully, mine will be a natural cause. It's not somebody shot me in the head or something.
Ford 911, what is emergency?
I saw some people pull up in the driveway, and he had a gun to this boy's head.
2812, what street, ma'am?
What is this state right here?
At the corner of Waste Avenue and Southgate.
Waste Avenue and Southgate. I don't know if these kids were playing or what, but I don't think it's funny.
Okay, one of them had a gun to the other's head.
To the driver's head.
Okay, we'll have them checked out.
Thank you.
First unit just made it on the scene and says that we have witnesses that definitely saw somebody holding a gun to another man's head, and they've gone into a house over here, so we may have a hostage situation. I don't know what we have, but we'll get up here and see.
I can see you, and that's the end that I'm from.
Okay, is the house further to the west there?
The two houses
down from me, the car is still parked in the driveway that the subjects were in. There's an overhead garage door open, and that's about the best look I've had so far.
I hate it when this happens. And the one boy turned around and he saw me. He looked at me and I kept following him. And I thought, if this is a joke...
You're saying following them, they were going down the street?
Yeah.
Is that the car?
That's the blue car.
Okay.
I don't know. What's that station wagon? What is that? Is that them pulling out?
My car's facing the wrong direction, Tim.
Is that them or not?
I cannot tell. Is that them?
Is that the kid?
Well, there was a lady that pulled in after them. That's them. That's those boys.
Okay.
Everybody,
get down on the ground. Get down on the ground. Which one of you had a gun
a minute ago? Ma'am, get down on the ground.
Find out what the situation is at.
Get out of the car.
Kenny, can you see this one over here?
I have one, sir. It's in the car. It's a BB gun. We're just playing around. You did have a gun. Where is it now?
It's in the car.
Which car?
This one right here. It's just a BB gun. We're just playing around.
It's in the car right now?
Yes, sir.
Keep your hands out.
Keep your hands out where they're at. I checked for the gun.
It's on the floorboard, sir.
It's a good way to get killed, partner.
I know, sir. We didn't realize that we were just...
Y'all get up now.
We won't.
You can get up.
Well, we don't know what was going on. We're just looking out for somebody.
Yeah, what's your name?
We realized we were being followed, and we realized that we shouldn't have been doing that.
Well, we had citizens call us and said another white male's got a gun to another white male. And then y'all come out and they say, those are them. What do you think we expect?
We saw that lady behind us and we said, man, we shouldn't have done that.
She was scared.
Yes, she was scared. Cause if I did that to you, what do you think that'd be?
I'd be scared. We didn't realize this.
If you did that to me, you know what would happen?
I'd get shot.
You'd die.
Yeah, we were tricking her, but...
Man. Are you one of the parents, or? I'm telling you, they're lucky.
You're real lucky. I wondered why everybody was going that slow and why the lady was all but stopped.
Which one's your son?
The one on the far side.
Far side? I mean, It's one of those type of deals. That
really
gun to the head.
Well, yeah. That's what it is. Fortunately, it's a BB gun that doesn't even work.
But the bad thing about it is, it looks like a real gun.
Who's to know?
Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Cynthia Carson.
Miss Carson, sorry to this happened, but I'm glad we did it instead of some other kid.
I'm glad I'm on this side of this car because I might have my fingers around two boys' necks.
I tell you what, kids doing stuff like that's a stupid, good way to get them killed, and me too. You gonna go ahead and run them? Okay. Yeah. Got everything to do. Do y'all understand how serious this is?
That's this stupid, totally stupid.
Whose car is this? Your car? Man, I would not keep that gun.
I wouldn't mind. It's a friend of mine. He's let you in there.
I mean, that looks like a real gun, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And nobody, we didn't know what y'all had, so don't be playing games like that. That ain't funny. That lady was scared half to death with her little child because she thought some kid or some other guy was fixing to get killed. And we got it on the radio as that. And then y'all come walking out here and don't lay down exactly when we tell you to. I don't know which one, I don't remember which one's you. Well, next time you got a policeman's got a gun pointed at you, my advice to you is you better lay down if you want to live. And I'd take that little BB gun and I'd give it back to your friend or whoever it belongs to and not have it around. Because if you'd have had that on the floorboard and I'd have stopped you, you know what had happened? I'd had a gun stuck right in the middle of your ear. And if you'd have go, oh, it's just a BB gun or something like that, I'd have went boom. And then I'd had to explain to your parents and everybody else why you're dead. And they'd say, well, kid just was playing a practical joke, thought it was funny. And I don't want.
Legal. How many six-figure earners are there? 400? How many millionaires do we have? 93 millionaires. That's a lot of voices. We've got several people making over $1 million a year. That's a lot of voices. So when you come into this business, you've got to ask yourself, who am I going to listen to? Who am I going to model? I made a decision 9 years ago that I would model the most successful person in prepaid legal as far as network marketing, the direct selling industry goes. And that individual, even there's a lot of success stories, that individual is Mr. Jeff Olson. He is my mentor. How many of you share that same mentor? Okay, by show of hands. Okay, and you can choose. Jeff Olson doesn't have to be your mentor. You can choose another mentor. He's the guy, his system resonates with me so much because it's so simple and it's duplicable and it's something that every single one of you can do. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home mom. I don't care if you're a burned-out corporate executive. I don't care if you're a doctor or a high school dropout. Every single one of you can do the Jeff Olson system. The time requirements are 10 hours a week, one Saturday a month, 3 weekends a year. How many of you can invest 10 hours a week, one Saturday a month, and 3 weekends a year if at the end of that process was time and financial freedom? How many of you would do that? Raise your hands high and look around the room. See, now, raise them high and look around the room. Everybody look around the room. Now, let me ask a different question. If it were, you have to memorize a 3-hour sales script, and you have to do it full time. You have to start from day one full time. How many of you would do the business? Show of hands. Okay? See, that's what a couple of people are hardcore, right? That's why Jeff Olson is a genius, because he understands that when you're out there trying to recruit people, please get this in your notes. Everything you do to the people, they're asking themselves this question: do I want to do this? Do I have time to do this? And would I be willing to do this to my friends, family, neighbors? So if you sit down with someone and you do a 1.5-hour presentation with them at a coffee shop, they're asking themselves, do I want to do this? What do you think? Do you think they want to do a 1.5-hour presentation to people at a coffee shop? No. So you're off track. You're not going to duplicate, because you're doing something, even if you get them to sign up, you're doing something that is not duplicable by the masses. Everybody get that? I got my game face on today, so you guys just bear with me, all right? Because I'm on a mission to clean up a mess. Do I have time to do this? How many people literally have an hour and a half per person to go out and sit down in a coffee shop or a restaurant and try to recruit them, twist their arm, get them into the business? How many people have that kind of time? Let me tell you a story. There's a guy by the name of Rick Johnson in Texas. Anybody know who Rick is? He was a region vice president for a while, $100,000 a year earner. He was an Allstate guy. And what do insurance salesmen like to do a lot of? They like to sell. And when they sell, they talk. Blah, 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 blah. Well, he gets into prepaid legal, and the way he gets into prepaid legal is with a little audio tape. It's a bad copy of a bad copy of a bad copy of a bad copy of Dave Savola doing a business briefing. It was terrible quality, and he gets this, he listens to it, he's like, this is amazing, I'm in. And they're like, and so he asked, how do I do the business? And they said, just get that tape and give it to as many people as you can. So he said, okay, great. So he went and made a bad copy of 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 that bad copy. He made hundreds of them. He made them himself. This is before we had a tool company. You know, now we have a professional tool company that makes his professional tools. So he had cases of these tapes, and he was handing them out everywhere, and he went executive director in like 90 days, 3 months. And but during that time, he's going to the briefings, going to the trainings, the Super Saturdays, and after about 90 days, he'd become an expert in prepaid legal. I mean, how many of you can do the presentation that we do in your sleep because you've heard it so many times? Show of hands. Okay? And he'd gotten to the same place. So one day, he's grabbing some tapes, and he's getting ready to go and sit down with a guy, and he's like, I don't need the tapes. I know this presentation. I got it cold. So he starts talking, doing the presentation. And his team sees that he's talking, because he's taking his team out, and he's doing all the talking, talk, 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 talk. And so his team starts talk, 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 talk. And his production fell in the toilet. So he calls his sponsor and says, my production has fallen in the toilet. What's going on? They go, I don't know. What are you doing? He goes, I'm doing presentations. I can't get anybody to do anything. He says, what do you mean by doing presentations? Well, I just meet them, you know, at the whatever, and I do, 1 hour or whatever. We go through the whole deal. Like, no. Use the tools. So he started using the tools again, and now all of a sudden people started signing up. Production and recruiting went right back up. And he shares a story, and this is a great story. He gives a tape to a guy. The guy listens to it. He's a professional corporate executive, very successful guy. He listens to the tape, calls Rick. Everybody stay with me. calls Rick and says, Rick, this is amazing. I want to do it. When can we get together? How was he introduced to the information? To a tape, right? He just listened to the tape. When they got together, they met for lunch, and Rick talked to him for about 90 minutes over lunch. Told him everything. Retold him everything. And so he pulls out the application. He's like, so you ready to get started? He goes, you know what? I don't know. I'm late for lunch. I'm late for work. I got to get back to work. So he's like, well, let's get your paperwork before you go back to work. He's like, look, I got to go. I can't. I got to go back to work. So he goes back to work, and then Rick calls him and says, hey, listen, I'm sorry I made you late to work. Are you ready to sign up? And he goes, you know what, Rick? I've changed my mind. And he said, wait, you listened to the tape. You said you were interested. He goes, yeah, I was interested. But then you talked to me for an hour and a half, and he says, Rick, I don't want to do that. I don't have time to do that. And I don't want to do that to the people that I know. Gone. Everybody get that? So you've got to do things that people want to do, have time to do, they're willing to do to their friends, family, neighbors, and it only takes 10 hours a week, Saturday, month. So we teach people to go to a briefing a week. How many of you have heard of Alcoholics Anonymous or are familiar with that organization, okay? We teach people go to a business briefing every week for 52 weeks. It's I like to call it Brokeaholics Anonymous. Okay, Brokeaholics Anonymous. And here's why. When you go to an AA meeting, are there people there who are drunk? Yeah, there are people that fell off the wagon and they didn't do well for the week. Are there people that have been sober for a day? Sober for a week? Sober for a month? Are there people that go to AA meetings still after 10 years? Yeah. So they've been sober for 10 years. And in prepaid legal, when we go to the business briefings, it's no different. There are people there who are drunk with poverty. I mean, they came drunk. And then there are people there that have been sober financially for about a day. You know, they got a paycheck yesterday. That's good. And they got a pay, you know, maybe there's people there that have been sober for a week. Are there people that are financially free at the business briefings? Why do they keep going back? They're millionaires several times over. They keep going. Why? Because they don't want to go back to where they were. They don't want to again become drunk with poverty. So they stay. Not only that, but isn't it nice to have someone in the room who's already been to the mountaintop, who can show you the trail? And that's why we go to the business briefing every single week. Now, by the way, let me stop here and show you this. I trained on this the last time I was here at Super Saturday, and I think that it's important. Here's why. I want all of you to focus on both of my hands at the same time. Can anybody do it? It can't be done. It can't be done. Why is that? I like the saying that that you can't ride two horses with one butt. Isn't that a good visual? Okay, you can't ride two horses with one butt. You can only ride one horse with one butt. Okay, and this business is that everything you do is the same. I mean, try to have, you know, 8 families. You know, try to have 10 families. Try to have 20 families. It'd be very difficult to do that. You know, one family is challenging enough. So people have a challenge with this. Well, in prepaid legal, what are all the opportunities? There's different things you can do. You can build a team, can't you? What else can you do in prepaid legal? You can do group. Group is when you sell memberships to companies, to the employees as an employee benefit. There's people making a lot of money doing that. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. What else is there? There's small business, okay? You can sell a small business plan to small business owners. What else is there? CDLP, you can sell a membership to commercial drivers. Don't they need our services? Absolutely. One ticket and they're out of business. Okay, what else can you do in prepaid legal? Okay, you can do personal sales. You can share the membership yourself. And there's lots of plans. We have our family plan. What other plans do we have? We have law enforcement. What else? Self-employed. Foster care. Home-based business. Identity theft. Teachers. Real estate. You see that? Do you guys remember when McDonald's started? You might know the story. You might read Grinding It Out by Ray Kroc. What did they start with? 10-cent burgers. They had I think they had a, they had fries, they had soft drinks, and they had shakes. That was it. See, they had to focus in the beginning. Once they got their business model up and running, now they have fish fillet, then they've got breakfast, then they've got all that other stuff. Well, I think what we need to do in prepaid legal is something called focus. And this is something that's missing by a majority of people in network marketing, especially in prepaid legal. There are some people that teach you need to be a full-service associate, meaning you need to know how to do all of that. I reject that. I think when you, especially when you're new, and if you're like me, like attention deficit disorder, you know, out in left field, you know, watching the butterflies, you need to focus. You've got to focus. Because here's what people do. They get started and like, okay, I gotta get CFT qualified. And then they get an email about a group class. And they're like, oh, I got to go to the group class. And then, oh, small business. I know somebody who owns a small business. And they go over here and then they try to recruit somebody. And then they got to go to the briefing. And then, oh, I got to go to this training. And they bounce all around and they never get anything done. How many of you know people that are just little, ding, 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 and then they're out of the business? What we need, especially when you're new, how many of you are here 90 days or less? Focus. And your focus, in my estimation, it needs to be CFT qualifying. And when you CFT qualify, your focus then is to help your people CFT qualify. And when you get your people CFT qualified, then you focus on helping them get their people CFT qualified. Because it just takes a handful of people for you to become a senior associate, and then a manager, and then a director. And so if you focus, you'll get that done. So what we're going to be training on today is focus, and but focusing in on, let me tell you what I focused in on. I focused in on one thing. And it was this. It was team building. And here's why. And I'm not going to say any of these other things are bad or good or whatever. I'm just going to tell you that most, well, no, not most, all of the people in prepaid legal that have amazing wealth and time freedom, meaning they don't have to show up to work, they can do whatever they want to do, they can travel the world, they've got this multi-six-figure income that keeps coming in, whether they get out of bed or not, all of those people built teams. How many of you would like that kind of a lifestyle by a show of hands? Okay, so what I'm going to train on today is building teams. There are trainings where you can learn how to do group. And if you're a professional and you have those kind of prospects, those kind of contacts, you know, go, once you get CFT qualified, you can go out there and get that done. If you want to go to the small business class, go to the small business class. But if you want time and financial freedom, how many of you, that's what you want? What's the quickest route from point A to point B? A straight line. Don't vary it. Don't vary. Just you want to go from where I was, poverty, to wealth. The quickest way to get it done is a straight line. I focused on what would get me that the quickest, and it was by building a team. So my training today is about building a team, and I'm going to teach you how to build a very, very, very large organization. Anybody interested in that? Very large organization. Okay. Now, all the things I've talked about so far, what did we, actually, this is the first one, right? This is the first thing we've talked about. I lost people as soon as this slide came up. Some of you said, 52 weeks a year, I can't do it. It's too hard. So for those of you that are not willing to do this, just keep this in mind. If you want to make $500 a month consistently, you don't have to do any of this. I mean, you could do prepaid legal any way you want to do it, and you're still going to make, you know, if you, as long as you're out there in the trenches and working, you can make $500 a month in prepaid legal piece of cake. But for those of you that want time and financial freedom, this is the system that's working for the most people in our company. So if I blow anybody out of the water with this system, just keep in mind, this is for people who are committed to six figures. How many of you are willing to commit to six figures? And don't feel bad if you're not willing to. So again, keep in mind, this recipe is for people who want to what? Make six figures plus. This is the recipe for six figures plus. If you don't want six figures or more, just pick and choose. You don't have to do any or all this. But those of you that want six figures or more, this is the system. It's 52 weeks out of the year, just once a week. When people say that's hard, let me tell you, no, that's not hard. What's hard is poverty. Anybody ever struggle with poverty? Poverty's hard. Anybody ever lost a house? Lost a car? That's hard. Not being able to find work for 6 months, 9 months, a year? That's hard. Prepaid legal, meeting a week, an hour, a week? It's not hard. Not knowing how you're going to feed your kids? That's hard. Working for the man for 40 years or the woman? That's hard. Isn't it funny? How many people do you know that worked for a major corporation, worked for somebody else for 40 years, and now has all the time freedom, all the money freedom, all the romance, the lifestyle, and the health, and everything that they want? Anybody? Dave Hall's cousin, who joined us several years ago and then quit, just called him this past week and said, "Dave, you're the only person that I know that has time freedom and money freedom. Do you think I could sign back up and do prepaid legal again?" You know, that Dave Hall's the only person that his cousin knows that has time and money freedom. And that comes from, you know, from this system. That's not hard. A meeting a week, working for the man for 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week is difficult. These are my slides from Southern California. So for new people, you don't have to drive that far to go to your briefing, okay? You heard about where all the briefings are, so go to those. And I'm sorry, I should have made that Utah specific. But when I get my people together on a weekly basis, I gather them together. This is all we talk about every week. That's it. Just every week, it's the same thing. So a briefing a week. How many of you are willing to commit to a briefing a week for six-figure income? Okay, let's talk about the next thing. A training a week. You guys have core trainings here, correct? Okay, now, to the leaders, and for those of you that are newer, I'm going to be a little bit transparent here, and y'all just bear with me, but are there some difference of opinion in prepaid legal about this concept, okay? Yeah, there are. There's some people that say, it's not necessary. There's some people that say, oh my gosh, I swear by it, okay? Jeff Olson is my mentor. This is how Jeff Olson did it. Training a week, a briefing a week, two exposures a day, long distance package. I'm going to be training on all of this. But let me let you all make up your own mind whether this is something for you or not. Okay? Now watch this. I recruit Clancy. I've got 10 hours a week, maybe 15 to work with Clancy. Can I work with her one-on-one and teach her and train her? Can I? Yes or no? Yeah, of course I can. Okay? So I don't need no stinking training, right? I got my new associate, it's her and I. She got time, I got time. We're going to work together. We're going to get this thing worked out. But she wants six figures. So what's her focus? Team. I want six figures. What's my focus? Team. So I'm out there trying to find another associate. What's she doing? Same thing. So she gets another associate, right? Welcome to the team. I get another associate. Okay, now these are all my people. That one's hers. But she's still new, so I got to work with her and him because she doesn't know what she's doing yet, right? And I got to work with him. Can I work with them, all of them, during the week? Do I have time? Maybe. Okay, what does he want? Same thing, six figures, baby. So what's he focusing on? Building a team. So they go out, and he gets one, and she gets one, and now he's got one. And, man, I'm exhausted. Guys, I can't. They're like, come over, we got a training, we got another new person. Can you come to our house and train our new person? I'm like, I'm doing a PBR with her and him, and the next day, let me look at my schedule, I'm with her, and what do you need me to do again? Okay, I'm like, I'm sorry, man, I can't do it. I'm running really hard and fast over here. I get off the phone, and they say, how in the world can we do this business if our sponsor's not going to support us? Now, what happens when at the end of my first year, I had hundreds of people on my team? How do I work with those people? How do I train them? How do I motivate them? How do I recognize them? How do I inspire them? You can't. That's why I'm a zealot for this concept. Because people call me with these long, complicated questions that we talk about every single week in the training. I loved what Clancy did last night. Somebody came up to me, David. Yes. David is how old in the company? Okay, 2 months in the company. Welcome, David, to the team. Welcome, David. David came up to me and he asked me a question. And I began to answer the question, which I shouldn't have. And Clancy, she just was so perfect what she did. She said, have you been plugging into the core trainings? And he's new. He's not yet into the culture of our business. And he said, no, I haven't been able to go yet. And she goes, oh, yeah, we talk about that at the training every single week. That was the end of the conversation. I was like, thank you. That's easy. How many of y'all see that that's so much easier? Because is it possible that there could be 10 people on my team with the exact same question? Yeah. Could there be 20? 30? And all day long you're like, oh man, I just told John about this. I just told Sally the same thing and it's over. I mean, you literally will work yourself to death. But here's what I do. When people call me, I go, you know what? That's a great question. We'll be talking about that on Wednesday night. Talk to you soon. Someone else calls another question. Hey, how do you do a three-way call? Oh, that's a great question. We're going to talk about that on Wednesday night. See you Wednesday night. Everybody got that? I mean, that's, to me, it's so sensible. And then there's people, a lot of people don't go because they don't have a team. They're like, well, it's just me, and I've been 9 times, and I got it. Well, if you had it, you'd have a team. You see that? I mean, people go, I'll call my people, go, hey, you come to the training tonight? Nah, I've already been. Well, you should come. Well, I don't have any new people. I've already seen the training. Well, you don't have any new people? No. Well, don't you think you should come to the training and learn how to get a new person? Well, I don't know. It's $10. I'm going to talk about your mindset a little bit later and how your inner me, my inner me, is my enemy. And your inner you is your enemy. Our biggest enemy in this business is our own mentality. It's our own self-talk. It's our own, the things that we sell ourselves. And so there are people that, some people are for this, some people are against it. Well, the most successful network marketer I've ever known in my life maxed out his commissions at $280,000 a month in less than 3 years in a company. Can you imagine? Is that like ridiculous? I mean, imagine if you had $280,000 fell in your lap right now. I mean, we'd all go on a spending spree, wouldn't we? And you'd be so busy spending that money, and then, whoa, another $280,000 next month. And then another $280,000, another $280,000, another $280,000, another $280,000. Can you imagine that? How many of y'all could spend it? Or have fun trying? So a training a week. And again, I may have lost some people. Some people look at this and go, whoa, you just said a business briefing. Now you're saying a training. Everybody read that right there. And most of you raised your hand and said you'd be willing to do that. Let me test you. How many of you would still be willing to do that? 10 hours a week, a weekend. Okay, that's it's what I'm showing you here. Some of you are going to leave the training today and go, okay, great, so what do I do? It happens every week. We teach this every week, and people go, that was awesome, man, so what do I do? You do this. Well, I know, okay, so I go to the stuff, but how do I do the business? It's all in here. It's all in here, okay? So y'all can do that. You go to briefing a week, and you go to get on your team conference call. If you're being told to not go to trainings, and we got those people in Southern California, oh, you don't need to go to trainings, and yada, 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 just see how they're doing financially. You know, there's even some higher paid people in the company, and I know I'm being a little bit transparent here, and I don't want to cause drama, but the reality is there's some higher paid people in the company who say, oh, you don't need a training a week, but when they got their business started, they were away from their family 7 nights out of the week. How many of you are not willing to do that? I'm not willing to do that. Therefore, I need a weekly training where I can recruit 3 people this week and say, see you at the training, and then I can go get 3 more, see you at the training, and I can just stay busy focusing on building a team, and the system will support them, train them, motivate them, inspire them, and even recognize them. I don't even have to do that. I just have to show up. Isn't that easy? That's the system. That's the system. Then people go, okay, well, I go to the briefing, I go to the training. How do I do the business? What are the actual action steps? You do 2 exposures a day. That's it. You do 2 exposures a day. Hey, Ryan, have you seen this DVD? This is absolutely incredible. You got to take a look at this. I'll get with you tomorrow, okay? Hey, are you open to make an extra income? Are you really? Isn't the economy crazy right now? Have you ever seen this DVD? You're not going to be able to sleep tonight after you watch this DVD. But listen, this is the only one I have on me. So I need you to watch this tonight because, again, with the economy being the way it is, I've got a long line of people that are dying to see this video, so I've got to get it back tomorrow. Can you watch this tonight? Awesome. It's going to knock your socks off. Hey, how's work going? Is it going okay? Are they paying you enough? Lots of travel?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, right? You can talk to people about anything, and we talked about it last night. You poke people long enough, you're going to find a soft spot. You're going to find a part of their life that's not working. Their marriage isn't working. Their finances isn't working. Their health isn't working. Their job isn't working. And you can just simply offer a solution. That's all we do. 2 exposures a day. I remember when I was new, we didn't have this system when I was new. So we had to reinvent the entire wheel. A salesperson called us and said, hey, I understand you guys are doing prepaid legal. We said, yeah. He said, well, I do advertising for a magazine. Would you like to place an ad about prepaid legal in a magazine? And we thought, yes, we would. We would. How much does that add? And he said, it's $600. And we said, how many households will it go to? And it was a ridiculous amount of households. I don't know what it was, 80,000, 100,000. We said, wow, we started doing the math. We're like, okay, we created this beautiful ad. Do you need an attorney? We cover things such as da 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 da. It's only $35. Back then it was $25 a month. Call now. And it went out to tens of thousands of households. And our thought was, if we just got 1% of the people to say yes, we would become the number one money earners in prepaid legal. We're like, Dave Savola, nothing. You know, two a day in a weekly meeting, nothing. It's all about, you know, running full-page ads in magazines that go out to 100,000 households. So the first day the magazine went out, no phone calls. Second day, no phone calls. First week, no calls. Second week, no calls. First month, no calls. Second month, no calls. And it's been about 9 years. And we're still waiting for a phone call. Actually, we did get one phone call. It was from another prepaid legal associate wanting to know how the ad was working out. So don't do that. I mean, we've tried everything. We've tried road signs on the side of the road. We're up at 1 o'clock in the morning hammering these plastic signs on the side of the road that say, work from home, get paid daily. You know, marketing reps needed. Call this phone number. And guess what? They called, and guess what? We recruited people. But guess what? Then people were like, okay, hey, what do we... So, all right, so what do we do? How do we build this business? And we're like, here's your signs. And we're like, wait, I have to go hang these signs? Yeah, man, it's working. Okay, I don't want to do that. I don't have time to do that. I'm not going to do that to my friends, family, neighbors. So we got some new people to go out and do it. We're like, hey, listen, we'll meet you at 1 o'clock at a.m. p.m. Okay, at the gas in the morning. And these people had jobs. We'll meet you at 1 in the morning, bring a hammer. We'll bring all the signs and the nails. We just need you to go out with us. So we're out in the middle of the night hammering signs on the side of the road, running from cops. I mean, the cops are showing up. You know, I remember Tony and I, my brother Tony, we got pulled over in Colorado, and we had 500 signs in the car. And the cop saw us putting this, you know, nailing into a phone pole. And he asked my brother Tony, he goes, what in the world do you think you're doing? And he says, just a little marketing. And the guy was like, that's a $60 fine for every single one of those signs. You guys go take them down. You know, so, I mean, and our new person's in the back seat, you know. Mama, you know, sucking their thumb. And we couldn't figure out why our team's quitting. You know, they're quitting. Quit, 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 quit. One day, my brother Dave gets a phone call from one of his new associates. Dave, you got to hear this voicemail. I just got a crazy voicemail from one of my signs. And Dave's like, okay, play it. So he three-wayed him into the voicemail and says, hello, this is Sergeant so-and-so from the Fort Worth Police Department. I see your sign here. You're going to get a penalty of this, 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 and this. And then he hangs up. He goes, Dave, what should I do? What should I do? And Dave goes, delete it. He's like, what do you mean delete it? He's got my phone number. We're like, no, man, we already did the research. These phone numbers, you can't track them. You're good. They're not gonna get you. I mean, that's what we were telling our new people. It's like we were in a crime ring, right? Seriously, that's what that we if we thought of it, we did it. We would do it. I mean, anything. You know, we'd rent space in a Little League game and put a banner up. I mean, we would try everything. Any possible thing we could think of except for this. And then one day a training comes into town and they tell you two exposures a day. Two exposures a day. We're like, okay, oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. And one day, I just want to show you guys how stupid we were. Like, we were so dumb, but we wanted it so bad. We tried so much. We tried everything. But my brother Jeff comes over and he's like, call your team. Get them over here now. And I'm like, why? He goes, I've got the most amazing tool ever in prepaid legal. All right, so I start calling my team. I got everybody under my house. He goes, look, guys, here's what we're doing from now on. We got this tool, this tape. It's an audio tape. It's called The Secret's Out, 1999, by Dave Savola. Okay? And he says, what we're going to do is we're going to wrap a brochure around the tape. And then we're going to put our business card on top. And we're going to put a rubber band around it. And we're going to leave these things everywhere. And I was like, okay. I'm waiting for the punchline. And I said, so like where? And he goes, well, you know what I've been doing all day? And I said, what? He goes, I've been going from bank to bank in the drive-thrus, and I just pull in, and I push that little button, and I stick that tape in there, and I push a button, and then I drive away. And we're all like, yeah, yeah! We're going through the phone book. You know, I'm going to these banks, and we're on the road, man. We're driving. I'm not kidding. I mean, I could tell you stories all day long about the stupid things. And I remember throwing them in there, you know, and you see the people behind the window, like, looking at you. And I'm like, you know, push, suck that thing out of there. And I drive away like they're going to say something to me, you know. Nobody ever called. You know, nobody ever called. Then I call my brother Jeff. I'm like, nobody's calling off these bank deals, you know. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, you know what I've been doing? He goes, you know where you put your credit card in at the gas pump? He goes, I've been putting my business card in there. Oh, yeah! Everybody gets gas, so we start doing that. I'm telling my team, go to gas stations, put your business card in the little credit card. I'm not kidding you guys. This is what we did, like that whole year. Keep you here all day long. Because we didn't have a mentor that was going, this is how you do it. There was nobody that had what we wanted that was saying, this is how you do it. And then Jeff Olson showed up, and Jeff Olson said, this is my story. I did it in this company, and they became a $1 billion company. I did it in this company, and they became a $1 billion company. And now he's doing it again in prepaid legal, and we will become a $1 billion company. So he showed up, we're like, oh my gosh, it's so easy. I mean, think about telling somebody, so what do I do? Oh, I'll just get these two DVDs out today, that's it. Can you imagine comparing that to, what do I do? Meet me at Stop and Go tonight at 1 a.m. in the morning and bring a hammer. Wear black if you can, and if you have any of that, you know, wear some of that. We literally had people say, I don't have black clothing. We're like, listen, go to Walmart. You can get a full sweat, like sweat bottoms, and a sweatshirt for like $9 total out the door. And if you have anything that can, you know, you're kind of fair. So that was what we were doing. It was either this or that. Isn't that crazy? This is so easy. It's so easy. You just expose two people a day. Now, are there some better ways to expose people? Yes, there are. Like, let me tell you the absolute best exposure that you can do. Sit down with someone in their living room and show the PBR DVD in their living room and watch it with them. It's the best exposure you can do in the business. You're there with them. You know that they watched it. You can watch their body language while you're watching the show. You see that they're starting to get excited. They're tapping their foot. They're totally into it. That's the best exposure you can do. But if you're scared to do that, if you're just driving down the street and you throw a DVD into your neighbor's yard, is that an exposure? Yes. You got the DVD out. Is it a good one? No. But it's a starting point. This is why Jeff's a genius. Everybody get this in your notes. Because he understands that in physics and in business, it is the same. A body in motion has a tendency to stay in motion. So all he wants to get us to do is to get into motion. If you've got to throw a DVD at your neighbor's house, that's motion. And a body in motion has a tendency to stay in motion. So if he says, hey, welcome to Prepaid Legal, here's your 39-minute script, memorize that and call me back. They're not. Body's not going to get in motion, and a body not in motion has a tendency to stay inactive, to stay not in motion, or however you say that. He's never going to get into motion if I give him something to do that he can't do. And if I just tell somebody, welcome to Prepaid Legal, see at the training on Wednesday night. Welcome to Prepaid Legal, you know, give somebody this DVD today. There's two DVDs, get them out today, we'll talk tonight. We'll talk about how that goes. That's easy. Everybody can wrap their arms around this. Now watch this. You've got two associates on your team, you and one person. That's four exposures a day. That's 20 a week, 80 a month, 960 exposures in a year from two people doing the system. Do you think you'll recruit some people with 960 exposures? You better believe it. But most people never, ever build a team because they never, ever do 960 exposures. You do 960 exposures, you got a team. You got a team. I don't care if you did it all wrong. You do 960 exposures, you've got a team. What if you had 20 people? How many of you have 20 people on your team? At least 20. Raise them high. Okay, look around the room. These people have at least 20 people on their team. If you have 20 people on your team and you can, as a leader, get them to do two exposures a day, that's 40 a day, 200 a week, 800 a month, 9,600 exposures in a year. Let me tell you something. You got a team, and it's getting big. What if you have 200 people on your team that are doing two exposures a day? That's 2,000 a week, 8,000 a month. That's 96,000 exposures in a year. You can't mess it up. If you get 100,000 exposures going out on your behalf in a year, you cannot stop this thing. God can, you can't. I mean, this thing is, I mean, that's where some of the leaders in this room are right now. They're in this place where God is the only one that can stop it. This thing is just running. It's self-perpetuating. It's on autopilot. We've got the team doing thousands of exposures on a daily basis. Now, here's a pop quiz. How do you get 200 people to do two exposures a day? Okay, he says the training. No wrong or right answer here. That's a correct answer. You said what? Get 20, okay? How do you get 20 to do two exposures a day? Get two. How do you get two people to do two exposures a day? It all starts with you. And this is a great time to talk about this. In this room are people that have been in the business for a year, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 years, who are making not as much money as they want to make. Agreed? In this room are people also who have been in the business 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years who are making more money than they'd ever thought they'd ever make in their entire life. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Okay, so in this room are some people that are making no money at all. Isn't that true?
Yes.
So let's look at the people that are making no money versus the people that are making $20,000, $30,000 a month in this room. Do they all have the same product? Yep. Do they all have the same company? Do they all have the same compensation? Everybody starts at the lower level. I don't know that we've ever said to somebody, you know what, you're really sharp. We're going to start you out at the diamond position. You don't have to start at the bottom. We've never done that. Everybody starts down at the bottom and they work their way up. So everybody has the same compensation plan. So the product's the same. The company's the same for everybody. The company's the same. How can you have somebody making no money and have somebody making $300,000, $200,000 in a month? What's the difference? Okay, philosophy? Desire? What's the problem? What's the problem? Okay, some of you have been to my trainings before. Some of you said you, and some of you said me, and the ones who are saying me have been to my trainings before, and the ones who are saying you have never been to the training. Most people say, when I say what's the problem, most people say you. And the reason most people say you is because it's uncomfortable to say me. Everybody wants to blame. People want to blame the Republicans, they want to blame the Democrats, they want to blame Bush, they want to blame the war in Iraq, gas prices, the economy, they want to blame their spouse, their children, their parents for all their problems. And when you decide that you are the captain of your enterprise, when you are where it starts and ends, when you are 100% responsible for all the success and failure in your life, then life begins. That's when life begins, when you take full responsibility. So there's the you factor. So it all comes down to, and I'm going to train a lot today on you. And it all comes down to that. So how do you get thousands of people? It all starts with you. How do you get 100 people a week going to a business briefing? You go to the briefing. It's so funny. Somebody was telling me earlier about somebody who only shows up when their people have people. So in other words, it sounds like this. Hey, Joe Blow, I have a guest coming to the meeting tonight. Are you coming? Oh, well, I wasn't planning on it, but since you have a guest, yeah, I'll be there. Have you guys heard the saying that you attract what you are? If you're not committed to the system, you're going to attract a whole bunch of people who are not committed to the system. So whatever you are is what you're going to attract into your business. If you're not committed, you're going to get a bunch of people that are not committed. And how are you ever going to build an enterprise? How are you ever going to build a legacy with a bunch of people that are not committed? Everything starts with you. Your commitment to the briefing, your commitment to the training, your commitment to the conference calls, your commitment to two exposures a day. Okay, now send out a long distance package. How many of you all, y'all remember Katrina? Pretty devastating. There was a guy down there, an executive director of prepaid legal. Is it warm in here?
Yeah.
Feels warm. I don't know if we can do anything about that, but it's... You know, I would, but I forgot my belt. That's why I'm buttoned up. My wife called me and said, did you mean to take this black belt? I said, yes, I did, but I didn't bring it. There was a guy there making about $6,000 a month in Louisiana before Katrina. His whole team was in Louisiana. After Katrina, $0 a month. $0 a month. What he didn't do that he's now doing, and by the way, now he's making over $150,000 a year in Louisiana. And what he added to his business model that he didn't have before was this, and it was getting information out into other marketplaces. Y'all remember those fires in Southern California? We couldn't even get down the freeway. Some people couldn't even go to their briefings. They couldn't get to their trainings. But guess what? It was fine because 90% of my team is not in California. They're spread out all across the country. Isn't that great? So you have a tragedy in Louisiana. You know, we'll pray for the people. We'll do all we can to go down and help them. But our income's not going to stop because we have people in every single state. Isn't that a beautiful thing? How many of you would like that? That's real freedom. People in every single state. How do you do that? You just start sending out long-distance packages. How many know my brother Tony Hughes? My brother Tony Hughes, one of the highest paid people in the company. He's at just shy of about $300,000 a year. He's my number one income earner on my team. He's built a monstrous organization, has done an amazing job leading that team out. And it's beautiful when you get a guy like that on your team because I do nothing with that organization. I mean, they don't call, they don't email, they just, and I'd be wonderful if they did, but he leads that whole group. And there's, I don't know, 15,000 people down there in this one team. That it's an asset that kicks off cash every single day of my life. And here's how I got Tony Hughes. I sent him a package in the mail, and he threw it away. He said, prepaid legal, that's stupid. I would never do it. You have to scare people. Like, what are you talking about? You know? I'm like, you're selling long distance. Long distance is free, right? It's all you can eat. Y'all got that? $20 a month, $30 a month. You can call all you want to call. So we're having this squabble, big brother, little brother. And he throws my DVD, or actually it was a VHS. He throws it in the mail. It made me mad, so I sent him another one. You know, we got to do this every week. And so next week, I just sent him another one. You know? And I had decided that if he threw that one away, you know, got to do this every week, I'd send him another one. Okay? But he kept that one. He put it in the top of a shelf. Yeah, I'll look at it sometime. And he held on to that for 7 months. But then his company, his situation changed. His income went from about 20 grand a month down to about 4 grand a month. Called me up and said, do you think I can do prepaid legal? And inwardly, I was screaming like a little child. But outwardly, I said, yeah, Tony, I think you probably can. You know, and I was just so excited because I knew what he was capable of. And he went executive director in 74 days. You know, executive director. And now he's got all those people on his team. He's my number one income earner. We've earned over $500,000 from that one person that said yes 8 years ago. From a long distance package. One person. Art Williams teaches this, and please get this in your notes. You're one recruit away from an explosion. People always say, oh, well, I'm recruiting all these people. They're not doing anything. That's called the way it is, right? Y'all hear Jim Rohn talking about that? Yeah, but I've recruited 7 and they're not doing anything. That's called the way it is. If everybody did something, we wouldn't need you. And they wouldn't need me. They'd put it on a shelf at Walmart and we'd all be out of business. But because this is something that needs to be shown, we got to show the video, they allow us to participate. So you just need one person. I mean, when you have that one person come onto your team, even if they pass you up temporarily, you're not making money, which he did. I was a director. He became a director. I'm making no money from all these memberships. He's doing over 100 memberships a month when he was brand new. Now he's way over 1,000 memberships a month. And I'm seeing all that money go from him above me to my brother Jeff, who's an executive director, and I wasn't. It took me 7, 9, 10, 11, it took me 2.5 months to go from a dead broke director not working to a bronze executive director making $5,000 a month and then $7,000, $10,000, $20,000 and beyond. When you get that one superstar, it fires you up. You ain't gonna quit. Some stupid people quit, but if you're not stupid, if you're moderately intelligent, You are not going to quit when you have 100 memberships underneath you. That's like $4,000 a month if you could just tap into it. Just build a couple of other legs and stabilize your business. So I was excited. I was like, go, Tony, go. I wasn't making any money off of them for a couple of months. But then once you get to executive, pretty much you get paid to the bottom. I mean, even though, right now, he's at a higher level than me. Okay, sometimes we go like this. Right now, he's at a higher level than me. So I'm here, he's here, he's at a higher pay level than me. But even though he's at a higher pay level, I still get paid on every membership in his organization and everywhere else in my organization. I've got people 60 levels deep. Can you imagine? You recruit someone, recruit someone, recruit someone, recruit someone, who recruits someone, who recruits someone, 60 levels deep. And I get paid on that 60th level. Doesn't matter how many memberships they market, I get paid on that because of a long distance package. Then you have to think of this almost like everything we do. Exposures, it's like striking a match and throwing it. Are they going to catch fire? Not always. But might some of them? If it lands on the right kind of stuff, will it catch fire? And you never know what the right kind of stuff is. Sometimes stuff that looks like it'll burn doesn't burn. It's fireproof. Y'all have any fireproof people in your business? Can't get them excited no matter what? And then there's some people that you think are just waterlogged and you throw it on them and they blow up. You're like, wow, I did not expect that. Let me give you a good nugget for your notes. Those who you think will, won't. And those who you think won't, will. And those who you think will explode and go right to the top will disappoint you. And those who you think will do absolutely nothing will shock you. Generally. Not always, but generally. Okay, how are we doing on time? All right. You guys okay? Do you need a back rub? You all right? Okay, I got my game face on. We got a lot to cover today. A Super Saturday a month. Remember I said, look at this. Everybody read it. 10 hours a week. One Saturday a month. 3 weekends a year. You can see this is highlighted. One Saturday a month. It's because that's what we're talking about. Here's the Super Saturday. Get trained by your top company leaders. It gives your team the bigger picture. See, let's say I recruit him and I do a PBR, private business reception. That's your grand opening. And it's 3 or 4 people in his house and the video. Well, he's okay. And then I take him to the briefing. At the briefing, there's 30 people. He's like, wow, it's getting bigger. And then we take him to the briefing, to the training. At the training, there's 100. How many people do you have at the training here? About 100 people. He's like, oh my gosh, there's 100 people doing this. And then you bring him to the Super Saturday. There's 150, 200 people at the Super Saturday. This is what we're at. We're all here at Super Saturday. And this is where we fly in. Somebody from across the country is going to teach you, train you, motivate you, inspire you. And during the Super Saturday, we're going to recognize you, which we've already done. How many of you have at least one person in the room with you today? 2. Leave your hands if you have 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? So a lot of you have a handful of people in here. And what are you doing right now that have a handful of people? What are you doing right now? You're just sitting there. Who's doing all the work? I am. How many of y'all like that plan? You just got to get them here. The system will take care of them. You just got to get them here. So you do that every single Saturday, one Saturday a month. Are we going to keep you here all day? No, we're out of here in an hour. We're done in an hour. The rest of the day's yours. Do whatever you want to do. So it's not a full day. It's a half of a day. I think we may go to dinner or do something afterwards. So Super Saturday. How many of y'all can do that if at the end of the road was six figures or multi-six figures? Of course we would. Next thing is 3 conventions a year. There's normally one in Oklahoma City in the spring. There's one in Las Vegas in the fall. And I think this is next year's our last Las Vegas. I think they're going to move it after that. But in the summertime, yeah, to Hawaii. No, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you, I can't stand Vegas. It's a filthy city. I can't stand going there. Last time we took our son to the convention, he's 3 years old, and he's just like gazing out our window, the window of our suite. And we're like, what is he doing? And my wife goes and says, what are you looking at? And he goes, her hiney. I can see her hiney, Mom. And there's like this huge billboard of this lady with a thong on, you know. I'm like, all right, my 3-year-old is not coming back to Vegas. But even though I'm philosophically opposed to going to Vegas, I can't stand the place, I've never missed a convention. I go because it's the system. When I get there, I can't stand it, but I go because it's the system, and I'm committed to a better future. I've never missed, until the ring was on my finger, and let me give you a $1 million nugget, I never missed a briefing. I never missed a training. I never missed a Super Saturday. I never missed a conference call. I never missed a corporate event. Not one. And it's not that hard because all we're talking about is 10 hours a week, one Saturday a month, 3 weekends a year. People go, wow, you really are committed. Yeah, I am, but it's not that difficult. It's 10 hours a week, one Saturday a month, 3 weekends a year. Everybody got that? Simple stuff. I can do this. I want to do this. I'm willing to do this to my friends, family, neighbor. I can do this. I have time to do this. And I'm willing to do it to my friends, family, neighbors. Personal development. I could spend an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours on this. Why are people broke? Perpetually, not temporarily. If somebody's temporarily broke, they're down on their luck, had something happen. Why are people perpetually broke? They're broke. If you're broke, you're broke. That's why. If you're broke here, you're broke here. Isn't it interesting, like people like Donald Trump? Did he go bankrupt? His corporations? And then what? Mega wealthy. Bigger than ever. And he and so many wealthy people say, take it all from me. I don't care. I can go bankrupt 100 times. You give me 5 years and I'll have it all back and then some. Multiplied. You see, what's happening right now with the economy is what happens often. It's happened several times in our economy. What happens is there's these booms where 20-year-old real estate people can make $300,000 a year. When 24-year-old mortgage professionals can make $500,000 a year. And there's this crazy boom of this distribution of wealth, right? And then what happens is there's a decline in the economy, and all the people that have the money that don't deserve the money lose the money. Everybody get that? Long term. I'm not talking about short term. If you're in a bump in the road, you know, you'll work through that because of who you are, because wealth is here, not here. But if you have put your wealth only in your pocket and in the bank and in investments, and your wealth is not up here, your wealth is not permanent. Everybody got that? The only wealth that's permanent is the wealth that is in here and in here. Everything else is slippery. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. So what's happening right now is all the money that's in the hands of people that don't really deserve it, they're losing it right now, and the ones who deserve it will get it back, and the ones who don't deserve it will struggle because they didn't deserve the money that they were earning, and then most of that money will end up in the hands of the very competent, the financially elite. Right? What's going to happen when all these houses are sitting on the market? Who's going to come in and buy it all up? The people that are smart and have saved their money and they play the game. And then they're going to go in and buy up all the real estate and they're going to put renters in there and all the money's going to wind up back in the hands of the wealthy. And the wealthy aren't wealthy because they're wealthy. The wealthy are wealthy because they're wealthy. Let me give you the recipe for wealth in this country, at least in my opinion. It's what I've observed over the last 10 years of study. I've made a study of wealth. I've made a study of a lot of things in this industry. But how do you make money in this economy? Let's just talk about that. Let's have a conversation. How do you make money in America? Do you have to own your own business? Can't you get a job? Okay, get a job. So that's not the answer I'm looking for. How do we make money? Okay, thank you. Somebody's been to my training before. You bring value to the marketplace. If you sack groceries, are you bringing value to the marketplace? Yes. Yeah, some. To the tune of about $8 an hour. Right? How much in Utah? Oh, sorry, $6.25. Okay. $6.25 in Utah. Because the problems that you're solving is canned goods go on the bottom, bread goes on top. That's kind of what you got to work out during the day. I'm not making fun. I've been there, done that. You know, I used to wash dishes. The challenges that I had to figure out was how do I get this melted cheese off this plate? Right? Oh, I got it. Now my next problem is how do I stack this plate in this tray? You know, this little thing that I had to push into this big washing machine. Those are my problems. Sometimes I'd say, hey, somebody threw up in the bathroom. We need you to go clean it up. You know, so that's, I got to figure out how to do that. You know, rubber gloves and ugh. Those people should get paid more money, but they're not big problems to solve. We just need somebody with hands and some elbow grease. Doesn't take really a whole lot of thought process. And I've had all those stupid jobs. I've had those jobs that just made me feel like an imbecile. Every single day I went to work, I go, what am I doing wasting my life selling hamburgers? What am I doing, you know, wasting my life selling snow cones? What am I doing wasting my life cleaning up used appliances? I feel as though God has given me more than this. If you're content in your job, stay in your job. Maybe that's the thing you were built and created to do. But if you have something that's stirring inside of you that says, this is not what I made you for. This is not why you're on this planet. You're not on this planet to do this or to do this. If you feel that swelling inside of you, then you've got a mission to do on this planet. You've got a job to do, and you've got to figure out how to find out what that is. And the way you do that is through personal development. This idea of reading books, listening to tapes to change your mind, to change your philosophy, to change all the things that you believe. Okay, so how do you make money in this economy? You make money by bringing value to the marketplace. If you don't bring a lot of value to the marketplace, you don't make much money. If you're not making much money, what's the problem right now? You're not bringing much value. That's it. I love this because it was like, that's it? I just have to bring more value and I can make more money? Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? That's it? Yeah, that's it. Just bring more value. So I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I was just frantic. Like, how do I bring more value? How do I bring more value? I'm waiting tables. I'm looking in the newspaper. How can I bring more value? New job, bring more value. You know, I got this other job, didn't work out for me. I was limited in the value. I was just returning emails, taking a call from time to time, not bringing much value, making $12 an hour. I'm like, gosh, I got to figure out a way to make more, to create more value. So I started a roofing company, and I'm out there, and you don't have a roof, and I put one on there. You know what? I made a little bit more money. I was bringing a little bit more value than handing you a hamburger or cleaning your dishes, but it wasn't the money that I wanted. I had no time freedom out there working. I've got people falling off the roof and threatening to sue me. I'm like, ah, my gosh, I got to find a way to bring more value so I can make more money. Then I realized, if the value that you've been bringing to the marketplace on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 3, if you're a 3, how can you bring a 4 in value to the marketplace if you're a 3? Anybody? Personal development. Learning a new skill. Learning a new trade. Learning a new language. You know, increasing your marketability in the marketplace. So I start reading good books and learning new things. See, how many of you were raised in a house where they say money's not everything? If you work hard, you can become successful. How many of y'all heard that? Just work hard, son, you'll be successful. Just work hard, honey, you'll be successful. Do y'all know people that roof houses and lay tile? They work hard? That's hard work. Are they successful? Maybe not. Thank you. Some of them? Now let's talk about financial success. You know people that are janitors? Hard work? I've washed dishes in a Mexican restaurant. It is nonstop. Scrubbing that melted cheese for 8.5 hours straight. Is that hard work? Was I financially successful? No. So what I was sold was a false truth. It's not true. Work hard, you'll be successful. A lot of people work hard. That doesn't mean they're going to be successful. Are y'all with me on this? Okay. So what we need to do is we need to change our philosophy. What do you believe? How many of you were taught some things growing up? I want to have a discussion on this. Please share that with me. Bad or good, whatever you're taught. Like, for instance, money doesn't grow on trees. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. If you're taught anything like that, let me hear it. Go ahead. Okay, that's a philosophy. If you'll go to school, get good grades, get a good job, you'll be fine in life. Yes. Life sucks. There, wow. All right, optimist. Okay. You heard that, right? Growing up? Wow. Can you imagine? Life's not fair. Get used to it. If your friend jumps off a cliff, would you do that too? Well, my friend did it. Well, if your friend jumped off a cliff, would you too? Would you do it too? Any other philosophies? Limiting or otherwise? Yes. Don't be a dreamer. You're always dreaming. Stop that. You need to stay here in this world. This is reality, son. Right? Yes. Money's the root of all evil. Anybody else? Yes, go ahead. Get a real job. Anybody? I've been told that a couple times in prepaid legal. My father-in-law, when I was getting married to his daughter, Skye, my wife, he was telling her she was going to quit her job. She was a school teacher, and she'd been doing it for 4 or 5 years. And he goes, oh my gosh, don't do that. He worked for a school district too. He says, honey, you need to stay. You need to keep your job. Those things he's doing, they come and go. There's no stability in that. It's up, it's down. You need to keep your job, keep your benefits. She's like, he's doing pretty good, Dad. No, you keep your job. Don't you quit. You need to keep your job. Well, that school district that they worked for was $40 million in debt. And she ended up quitting her job anyway because I was doing well. And then her father ended up getting laid off from that stable, rock solid, predictable, dependable job. Where was I going with that? Thank you. Philosophies. Sometimes, I'm telling you, ADD. Woo! So these are philosophies. Some others, please. And we'll take two or three more, and then we're going to talk about it and move on. Yes? You can do anything you want as long as you work hard at it, okay? What? That only happens to a handful of people. Gosh, yes. Okay, great. Similar, you can have anything you want if you're willing to earn it. Thank you, yes. Rich people suck, all right? Okay? Money's not everything, yes? Always have a wine taste on a beer budget. Now, yes, last one. What is? Okay, that's a good one. One more, go ahead. Money will corrupt you. Okay, let's stop there. Were most of those positive or negative? Negative. And how many years ago did you start hearing that? How many? 32 years ago. Plop, plop. When was the last time you heard that commercial? See, this stuff that we've been taught and trained on, it stays with us for decades. Not only does it stay with you, but let me, if y'all haven't seen my training from Oklahoma City, I'm going to do a 2-minute recap. If you see the goal and you're committed to the goal and you're trying your hardest and you can't break free, you're being held back by a limiting belief that you bought into as a child. And you don't even know it's there, but it's dragging. It's dragging the pavement behind you. And you look back and you just can't figure it out. What is going on? I see the goal. I see the dream and I want it, but I can't. You're being held back. And it's your belief system. Whatever you believe you can achieve. What the mind of man can conceive and believe he can achieve. And that goes for ladies as well. What the mind of women can conceive and believe they can achieve. There's three parts to that. The first part is conceiving. What does that mean? Yeah, cognitive. See it. Come up with it. Dream it. Visualize it. Okay, it's a goal. Conception. Conceiving. If you can conceive it, everybody can conceive it. How many of you want a nice car? Super nice car. You don't have it yet, but you want one. Okay? You can conceive that. The next step to getting it is believing. How many of you believe? You don't have to raise your hands. But if you don't believe, you don't achieve, period. So if you don't believe you can get it, you don't get it. Because what the mind of man can conceive and believe, he achieves. If you don't believe it, you can't achieve it. And that's why this is so important, because if you're raised in a world like I was raised in a world where they told you can't, you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you're not tall enough, you're not big enough, you're not fast enough, oh, that's a dirty ladder, you don't want to climb that ladder, you don't want to do that, it's a dime a dozen, you could never do that, you can't do that, who do you think you are? Stop dreaming, come back to reality, give me those feet, put them on the ground. If you're raised in that environment, you may think that you're old now and it doesn't affect you, it affects you. I was talking to someone who was severely, severely, severely abused as a child, who has all manner of problems, emotional problems in their life, who looked at me and said, "It does not affect me." You cannot be in an environment like that and not be affected. So we're all affected. We're all afflicted. We all have issues. We all have drama. And what this does is this says, you know what? You're unique. Here's my belief. I am God's unique creation. See, that's not what I used to believe. I used to believe that I was about right there with the trash truck. In my mind, I did. I'm a college dropout. I missed 3 days out of 5 in high school. I had 3 senior years. When I graduated, it was a joke. You know, everybody's, that's the guy. I mean, when I walked the stage, there was people in wheelchairs going across the stage, and everybody's, you know, cheering and yelling. And then there's people on walkers going across the stage. And then they called my name, and I went across the stage. The whole place went nuts. I mean, it was pandemonium. There's like, you know, what's that? You know, you shoot that, and the little stuff comes out. And there's those little horns, and people are yelling at me. And everybody's standing and clapping, and my brother Tony's filming. My whole family's there, and there's this couple that they didn't know, an older couple, and this man says, "Why are they all clapping for him?" And his wife, and we have this on video, his wife says, "Well, that's that boy, it took 10 years to get out of high school." You know, I mean, it was a joke. It was like, I was like a negative legend, you know? I mean, people would, I'd hear the freshmen go, "That's him, that's that guy that's been here for like 20 years. I'm like, you know, beat you up. been here for 6 years. I rule the school, man. I'll beat you up. Okay, so, man, I'm getting so off track here. So anyway, yeah, I had these negative philosophies that were holding me back. Everybody said, dropouts don't do well. If you don't get a degree, you're not going to be worth much. I was like, okay, let me go to my stupid, meaningless job. I have no passion. I'm not in my passion in life. I'm not in my purpose. Everybody told me dropouts don't do well. I don't want to disappoint anybody. I mean, I love my dad. I love my mom. I love my family. And they have predicted that I'll be a burnout, and therefore I will be a burnout. That's what they expect of me. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm a slob. I'm a bum. This is what was going through my head 9 years ago. All of these things. And believe it or not, many of you who feel anchored to the past, that's what's going on, is you have some of those thoughts that are swimming around. Somebody told you something at one point in your life that made you feel worthless. Or maybe somebody sold you something that's not true that you think is true. Or maybe you know it's not true, but you're having a hard time letting go. And what this does is this reworks your philosophy. If you're okay, say, I'm okay. You guys need a break? I've got 2 more hours worth of material to do in 40 minutes, so can you hang in there?
Yeah.
Jim Rohn teaches 5 major pieces of the life's puzzle. 5 major pieces of the life's puzzle. What do you need to know to make your life work? What do you need to know to become successful? I don't care if it's executive director, 6 figures, platinum, diamond, millionaire, inside or out of the business. Number one is your philosophy. Number two is your attitude. Two T's, attitude. Number three is your actions. Number four is your results. Number five is your lifestyle. Life is what we live. Style is how we live it. How many of you have the ultimate lifestyle? You have time freedom. You got money. You got romance. You have health. You have world travel. You have everything that you want to have in life. Show of hands. Look around the room. Okay, no hands are up. So what that means is we got a problem. We need to figure out what is the problem. Why don't I have lifestyle? Well, let's look at the results. How many of you are getting the results that you want out of your life right now? How many of you are getting all the results out of prepaid legal that you want? You're getting all those results. If you're not getting all the results, you've got to figure out, why am I not getting the results? The lack of results are leading to the lack of lifestyle. I've got to figure out, why am I not getting the results? So you look back, how many of you are doing all the actions that you know? This can be applied in your marriage. Do you have the lifestyle? Do you have the romance and that spark in your marriage after 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of marriage? If you don't, you've got to look at your results. You're getting the results you want in your marriage? You could do this with health. You could do this with your bank account. You could do this with prepaid legal. You could do this with your relationship with your children. Do you have the lifestyle? No. Are you getting the results? No. Then what are the actions that you're doing? Are you doing the actions that are conducive for romance? Are you doing the actions that are conducive towards wealth? Are you doing the actions that will lead you to executive director, lead you to a millionaire in this business? And if you're not, most of us aren't, you've got to ask yourself, why not? Look at your attitude. Many of us have a bad attitude about this industry. Oh, well, I don't want to bother my friends. I'm worried about what my friends, family, and neighbors are going to think. I don't know. Is this one of those pyramid deals? They say it's not, but it kind of is. And They've got a real messed up attitude about this business. How many of y'all know people that have a good attitude? They got a great attitude about life. They're just so excited, by show of hands. Okay, how many know people that have a bad attitude? People you just can't stand being around. And how many know people that just positively have a negative attitude? Okay, anybody? There are those people in our lives. You've got to get away from those people. You've got to get away from those people because they'll bring you down. But you've got to go to work in your attitude. And the best way to work in your attitude is to change your philosophy. Let me give you an attitude. An attitude is, I was talking to a gentleman in the ghetto who sells drugs. And I asked him, why do you sell drugs? And he told me, because it's the only thing that people like me can do to succeed. That's an attitude, it's a philosophy. Philosophy is everything that you've been taught. Everything that you know to be true in your attitude is how you feel about it. Does this make sense? How many of y'all have seen The Secret? It's no Sunday school video. I don't promote everything they say, but I think it's an awesome start. But they say what you think about and feel about comes about. So this is what you think about. This is what you've been taught is true in your life. And this is how you feel about it. And if you got bad stuff up here that you don't feel good about, how in the world are you going to have the actions? So philosophy, these are the philosophies that are holding people back. I've heard, you know, this is a, like if you're a female, for example, do females get the same amount of money in the workplace as do their male counterparts? No. Is that right? No, it's not right. How many female platinums do we have in prepaid legal? How many? I'm proving a point here, because this is important. Name one female platinum in the company. Kathy Aaron. Tara's hit it. Verna's hit it. I'm talking about solid platinums. No, well, she's married in, but they now are. But I mean, if someone who... She, no, that was her husband did that. Do what? He was platinum before they got married. What? No, 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 no. Has hit it before. Kathy's rock solid, never misses. Goes in and out, but yeah, she's gotten her jacket and things. Here's the point. Let's say there's four. And then how many men platinum are there? Platinums are there? 30, 40, something like that. And men and women, okay? Men and, or couples. Here's the point. It's easy as a woman, I would think, to look at the way, at the uneven scale in the corporate world and just go, well, why try? They're not going to pay me as much as they pay the men anyway. There are people out there that just don't try because they don't feel like they're going to be recognized at the level that they should. And in prepaid legal, I've had people say, why are there only, you know, four platinum, female platinums or whatever. I've had women say this to me. No, some of these people are single, and maybe. But some people say, and I've had people single, no attachments, no children, who because there's a smaller number of females, they think it's not possible for them.
That's the more reason to do it.
Exactly. And I was telling her, you be the next one. You're it. You're the next one. There's no excuse. No. But there's a lot of issues. The point is this. What belief do you have that is going to hold you back? That's the point. That's your job. That's your homework assignment, is to figure out what belief you have. Like, I have people in my business that are in their 60s. And they're like, I'm not good at learning new things. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. And is that true? For him, it's true. Because if you believe it, you achieve it. Both positive and negative. So this whole thing, what you're doing here is you're reworking your philosophy. My philosophy is, I am God's unique creation, and I was created for abundance. This used to be my affirmation when I was new. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, wise. I'm confident and successful. I'm a prosperous businessman, generating $100,000 a year, and through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. That was my new truth. That was my belief. I believed that in a very short period of time that I would be all of those things. And many of the things I just claimed, like happy, that's a state of mind. I'm happy. Boom. Done. Forever. I'm always happy forever. I'm happy. I'm healthy. A lot of times health is just a choice. You just choose health. You choose the food that you eat. You choose the people that you hang out with, right? I'm happy, healthy, wealthy. Now I've changed my affirmation. You guys want to hear it? I am happy, healthy, wealthy, wise. I am confident and successful. I'm a prosperous businessman generating $1 million a year. And through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. That's my affirmation. That is my new truth. My old truth was garbage. College dropout. Don't do well. My new truth, I am God's very unique creation. And I was created for abundance. I am happy. I am healthy. I'm wealthy. I'm wise. I'm confident. I'm successful. And I'm a prosperous businessman. Generating $1 million a year. And through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. And I know this isn't Sunday school, but that's my affirmation. I've reworked my philosophy. And you know what? If I was a 3 in my ability to bring value to the marketplace, I don't know what I am now, but I'm not a 3 anymore. I'm not a 3. And here's how I know that. Because I'm making more money, which means I must be bringing more. And that's how you make money in America. I did this training to a group of people in, where was I? Washington. And the lady said, I object to your training in front of everybody. And I said, okay. should we do this now? You know, I mean, I didn't say that. I was just like, weird. Okay, what's the problem? She goes, I'm a school teacher. And she had attitude, and she was very hurt by what I was saying. She said, I'm a school teacher, and I don't like what you're saying. She goes, I am valuable. I'm a valuable person, and I only make $30,000 a year, and I don't agree with what you're teaching us right now. And I said, okay, thank you for that concern. My wife's a teacher. She loves the kids. You love the kids? She said, yeah, I love my kids. And let me just clarify. You are invaluable to the kids and to God and your mother. But to the marketplace, you're worth about $30,000. Do you want to know how I know that? She said, how? I said, because that's what you get paid. And I'm sorry if you don't like the way it is, but it is what it is. And if I could tell you something else that was true, I'd tell you something else that was true. But I don't know what else to tell you. And she still didn't like that. But do you guys see the difference? Her value to the children is amazing. It's awesome. Those kids will remember her, hopefully forever. I remember a couple of teachers in my life that changed my entire life. You know, one teacher grabbed me and said, took me out in the hall, and he goes, why are you doing this? I said, what? He says, why are you ruining your life? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, put this on your forehead. And he sticks this thing on my forehead. And I was like, whoa. You know, I'm thinking I could sue you, right? I mean, he's a little guy, and I might be able to pound you too. But I pull this thing off my forehead, and it says, I am an idiot, and I don't give a damn about my future. He stuck it on my forehead. I said, what are you doing to me? He goes, you're the most talented kid in this class. What are you doing with yourself? What is wrong with you? What's the problem? Are you getting beat up at home? He goes, I want you to tell me because I love you. I love you and I see greatness in you. And if nobody else wants to raise you up, I'll raise you up. I need to know what's going on. You have the ability to do whatever you want to do in life. You think that guy didn't change my life? I think about it every day of my life. Thank you, Mr. Payne, for seeing something in me that nobody ever in my whole life ever told me that I possessed. His value to me, immeasurable. His value to the marketplace back then, about $27,000 a year. How do I know that? Because that's what he got paid. So, if you want to make more money, you got to bring more value to the... Everybody got it? Okay, can we move on? Did I hurt anybody's feelings? Okay. Be here a year from now. This is called commitment. Commitment. You got to commit. How are we doing on time? You know what? We got 30 minutes. I'm going to have you guys all stand up. Some people are looking at me cross-eyed. Everybody stand up. Let's get some music, please. Now it's time to rub your neighbor. Everybody look this way. I promised I wouldn't do it to you earlier, but it's now later. Yeah, I'll do it at 10 bell. Yeah, I'm not a Dave Halls. He really beats him up about it. Okay, karate chop. Every karate chop is a new executive director on your team. Okay, then rub the shoulders, rub it deep. Keep your hands on the shoulders. Take your hand up off her hip. Okay, she has an attorney, watch it. All right, turn the other way and get a good rub going. Rub it deep. Do a little chop, karate chop. Every karate chop's a new six-figure earner on your team. All right, and then rub it in. Okay. Okay, everybody sit down. Look at your neighbor to the left. Look at your neighbor to the left. Say, neighbor. Neighbor, if you get to napping, I'll get to slapping. Okay, we got 30 minutes. Everybody stick with me. You guys doing okay?
Yes.
Doing okay? Say, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Please write this down. This is your method of operation. This is all we do. This is what you do every day of your life. This is what you do every week. This is what you do every month. This is what you do every year. This is your business plan in one page. Every day you expose two people, at least. Do you see how it says at least? Two is your minimum. If you do 100, don't tell your team. Do you get that? Don't tell them. Because then they'll see your success and they'll think that they have to do 100. And if they can't do 100, they quit. Everybody got it? At least two people a day, but we only talk about two to our team. I have little mastermind groups. Let's say Ryan's in my mastermind group. He's a big boy in prepaid legal. He's recruiting 10 a month. Okay? He and I can talk numbers. How many did you expose today? 15. Right on, man. Good job. Okay, so you start at two, because two is everybody. That's milk, right? You give a baby a piece of meat, what happens? Newborn. Chokes. People go, well, what, is there two systems in prepaid legal? No, there's one system. This is it. It's called at least two people a day, two exposures per day. You can do more, but two is what we train on, because it's a starting point. It's an entry level. Read 10 pages a day of a good book. Why are we doing that? To rework our philosophies. You're reaching outside of what you were taught as a kid. I remember my grandfather watching the Cosby Show and saying some things about the African Americans that were on that television that he should not have been saying. And I was raised in an environment where that was acceptable. And personal development allowed me to reach outside of my own family and realize, wow, there's a little bit of ignorance still here. Personal development is good for you. Listening to the tapes for 15 minutes a day. And by the way, if you really want to affect rapid change, what could you do? Read more. I mean, just raise everything up. Boom, that goes up, that goes up, that goes up. Okay? That's what you do every day. How long does that take? Have you seen this DVD? Have you? Boom, boom. How long did that take? Done. Did my two exposures for the day. Did that, what, 10 seconds? Done. Okay? You might want to go longer than that. You might want to go sit down with them, but entry level, 2 minutes, a minute, 30 seconds, whatever. Read 10 pages a day. How long does it take you to read? There are people in the room, and I want to ask you to raise your hands, but some people in the room are going, ah, I don't read well. My question for you is how's that working for you? Because I didn't read well either. And if you don't read at all, you can probably, your bank balance could probably be guessed within a few $100. I had someone do that to me. I don't read. Okay, well, I know what your bank balance is within a few $100. I said, how much? He said, zero. Oh! Every week, we attend our business briefing. We attend our core training. We get on our team conference calls. We send out a long-distance package. That's what you do every week. An hour, maybe two with travel time. 2 hours, maybe three with travel time. Listener conference calls, 30 minutes. You can do that while you're working out or mowing the yard or whatever. Send out a long-distance package, 10 minutes. Every month, we attend a Super Saturday. So 10 hours a week, that's all of this. That's it. Every day, every week, those things, that's your 10 hours a week. One Saturday a month, right here. 3 weekends a year, right there. Spring, summer, and fall. Most teams have a summer convention. That's our system. How many of y'all can do that? That's it. Now, let's talk about the specifics. So, I give him a DVD again. Oh, excuse me. I give him a DVD, and I say, what'd you like best? And he says, the money. He says, whatever. What do you do next? Most new people wouldn't know what to do. So I want to teach everybody, what do you do next? Here's our system. Our system is three steps. Number one, we expose people to prepaid legal using a third-party tool. Let's do some definitions for our new people. Expose. When I say expose, I don't mean trench coat, you know, Central Park, right? Okay, that's not what we mean by expose. Expose is just getting the information out to a third-party tool. What's the definition of third-party tool? Anything that's not you. The more your mouth is moving, the less money you're making. A third-party tool is a video, DVD, conference call, your upline, a business briefing, anything that's not you. Okay, that's step number one. Expose them to a third-party tool. What have you said about prepaid legal when you're exposing them to a third-party tool? Not a word. You don't have to. Don't ever bring it up. It doesn't matter. Then people go, well, is this like Amway where they try to hide it? No, we're not trying to hide it. What Amway did is they knew that everybody in the planet had heard about Amway, so they would make up, you know, Rocky Mountain Distribution or the Worldwide Group, and they had all these different names because everybody was beat up about Amway. So are we hiding our business? No, we're not hiding our business. This is how we do it. Because if you say prepaid legal, you might say identity theft. And if you say identity theft, you might say legal plan. You might also say five titles of coverage. We do unlimited consultation, telephone. You know, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this. And you've lost it. So Don't say, here's a good rule of thumb, don't say anything until you can say everything. And when you can say everything, say nothing. Use a tool. Ever get that? Don't say anything. So if you're in passing at work, don't say anything until you can say everything. But when you can say everything, don't say anything. Give them a tool. Okay, third-party tool. Exposure. Next step is a three-way call. It's where you, okay, I give him a tool, and I put him on the phone with Clancy. Mrs. Talbot, actually. That's a three-way call. We'll talk about that in just a moment. She's going to invite him to the third step, which is a live event, a business briefing. Okay, maybe you want to meet them for coffee for 15 minutes, not an hour and a half. Live event. And that's it. Maybe it's a PBR, maybe it's a business briefing. That's our system. So when you're exposing people, that's what you do. When you go into McDonald's, where are the French fries? On the left. When you hear that beep, 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 what's that? The fries are done. It's a system. Do you know how much money they made last year? $20 billion. When you walk in, who's running the joint? Teenagers. Is the food good? Nope. Teenage employees, bad food that's bad for you, $20 billion. How's that possible? Because the French fries are always on the left. Because when the fries are done, it beeps, so you don't burn it. They've systematically reduced failure. We've done the same thing. The only challenge is we can't get people to do it. You see, in McDonald's, if you go, no, Ray Kroc, you're crazy. French fries, I want to put them in the back by the dish pit. I don't want people to hear that loud noise. I don't want my customers to hear that loud noise. Sounds sensible, doesn't it? You don't want to disturb your guests. What does McDonald's say to you if you move your French fries to the back by the dish pit? Bye-bye. It's our restaurant now. Yeah, exactly. You're something else. You're not McDonald's anymore. See, the problem with prepaid legal is if you start doing something different than this, we can't strip you of your business. But if we could, a lot more people would make a lot more money. Because we'd say, listen, one more time, and you're gone. Your business is my business. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to do it just right. And guess what? It will serve him. He will then begin making big money because he's doing it right. This is it. And by the way, keep in mind, the context of my training is about what? Team. Duplication. Massive wealth. Okay? Expose, three-way call, live event. Let me give you this. We've got a lot to cover still. Here's you. Here's your prospects. There's a magic element between you and your prospects. It's called they like you, they know you, and they trust you. Don't your family members like you, some of them? Okay? Do they know you? They all know you. Do they trust you? Some of them? Okay? Hopefully, like, know, and trust. There's something missing there, though, and it's called respect. They don't respect you. And I know some of you are objecting to what I'm saying. Oh, my wife respects me. My husband respects me. My children respect me. How many of you have heard this? You're doing what? You're doing another one of those deals. Y'all ever heard that? That is not the voice of respect. That is the voice of disrespect. And don't feel bad. You don't need to get a divorce. It just it is what it is. Okay? Respect sounds like this. What are you doing? Just watch this video. When the video's over, if they're not interested, respect sounds like this. Wow, that's really interesting. I don't know that it would be for me, but I am so excited for you. Let me know what I can do to support you in your new dream. This is great. You've always been a dreamer. This might be the thing. This is incredible. Good luck to you. That's the voice of respect. Disrespect is, that's a scam. That's a pyramid. That's stupid. Those things don't ever work. That's disrespect. You guys get that? So they like you, they know you, they trust you, but they don't respect you. So if we could bring something into the equation that they respected, now we got the magic element. People do business with people that they like, know, and trust. If they don't like you, know you, trust you. If they hate you, they don't know you, and they don't trust you, they're not doing business with you. So you've got this magic element of like, know, and trust. You're almost there, but there's no respect. Imagine if I said to all my friends, we're going to get rich, we're going to get rich, we're going to get rich. What did they all know me as? A college dropout living in the ghetto, waiting tables at Chili's, making $200 a week. So all I did was, hey man, have you seen this? Check this out. Hey, you open to make some extra money? Check this out, check this out, check this out. And then the team, boom, 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 systematically, over time, began to grow. because I brought in third party. Now, how many of you feel that your spouse or significant other respects you? And it's okay. I mean, there may be some people in the room, okay? Way to go, everybody. So for those of you that didn't raise your hands, tell me if this sounds familiar. When you're dating, guys, ever been on a first date? I've never been a woman thus far in my life, so I'm going to speak to the guys for just a second. Women, you guys just let this fall through your filter. But guys, raise your hands if you've been on first date. Okay, all of us should have been on a first date. You've been on a first date. Are you nervous? A little bit or a lot? Very. My first date, oh my gosh, I was going to wet my pants. I was so scared, okay, just to make that first phone call. You know, and best behavior, worst behavior? Best behavior. Did you brush your teeth? Probably twice, right? Right before you went out the door? Did you go to the door and knock, or did you honk? You went to the door, you knocked. When she came to the door, did you compliment her? Wow, you look ravishing. Okay, you walk her down to the car. Did you get the door? Got the door, right? Dress was hanging out a little bit. You tucked that dress in. Boom, shut the door. You go around to your side. You already made your CD for the car, you know, you're creating the perfect environment, right? And you're driving, and she's like, this is my favorite song. And in your mind, you're like, uh-huh, I knew that. Did a little bit of research, and you're driving, and you're driving. And you get to your restaurant, and before she can undo her seatbelt, you're already at her car side, and you open the door for her, and you're walking into the restaurant, and you get the door for her. And then she's sitting down, and you get the chair for her. And she's seated, and you put the napkin on her lap, and she's thinking, what is going on? Has anybody ever done that? No? Did I lose a few people along the way? You eat with your mouth closed. You chew with your mouth closed. You allow her to order dessert. You leave a 15% tip. Trying to show off a little bit. When dinner's over, you say to her, well, the night's young. This won't work here, but in California it works. We say, you want to go to the beach? Oh, I'd love to go to the beach. Full moon. She's like, oh my gosh. You're thinking, I planned this whole thing. You get to the beach, you're walking around, full moon, blue skies, beautiful, but a little bit cool. She says, ooh, I'm cold. And you rip off your coat, you throw it on her, and just kind of leave your arm there, right? That's right. You've got the blankets there, you've got strawberries, you've got some sparkling non-alcoholic or alcoholic wine to drink, and you're enjoying yourself, okay? Then you get married. And you haven't been on a week and six, or on a date in 6 months. And she calls. Hey, why don't we go out tonight? He says, why? She's like, are you kidding me? We haven't been on a date in 6 months. Just how late are you working tonight? I don't know, six, seven? Well, six or seven? I don't know, it just depends. Well, how about 7? Okay, can you be home by 7? No, probably 7:30. Okay, you'll be home by 7:30? Yeah. Well, then let's go out. What do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, you called, what do you want to do? You been there? Anybody ever been there? No? Am I speaking Greek here? Okay. Why, honey, why can't you plan something? You're the guy, and we used to go on these dates, and you plan the whole, remember that first date? That was so awesome. And he's like, well, Red Lobster's having a sale on shrimp. Why don't we go to Red Lobster? She's like, whatever you want to do, that's great. But could you plan something? He says, yeah. So she says, you'll be home at 7:30? Yes. Promise? Yes. About 8 o'clock, he rolls up. He's mad because she's not outside waiting. She calls on the cell phone and says, I know you're not honking out front. He says, I know you're not late. She goes, me late? I'm in here waiting for you. He goes, well, I'm out here waiting for you. It's 8 o'clock. Where are you? She says, you just got here. He says, well, where are you? She says, I'm putting on my makeup. He goes, see, you weren't ready. So she comes out. She's mad already. She sits down. They're not talking much. She turns on talk radio. You're driving to the restaurant. You get there. Before she can open her door, he's eating chips and salsa. You know, he's got the appetizers on the table. She comes in. He's full, ready to go. She's like, I'm eating shrimp. You're going to sit there and wait. They order some food. He leaves a bad tip. They don't have dessert. They don't get specialty drinks. When it's over, he looks at his watch. Oh, the jazz game's on. We better get back home. She's like, you didn't plan it. We're going to go to the jazz game? She's like, it's only 9 o'clock. The night's so young. She says, why don't we go to the beach? Remember that? Like our first date. He's like, why? Because it's romantic. Can't we just go and pretend that we love each other? All right. They're having a little fun with each other now, and they're going to the beach. And she's like, oh my gosh. Look. It's a full moon. Just like our first date. And he's like, thinking about the score on the game, looking at his watch. And then they walk a little further, and she gets a little cold. She's like, oh, it's cold. And he says, I told you to bring a coat. I feel fine. Okay? Got my coat on. I feel good. Should have brought a coat. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Okay? Having a little fun. Am I far off? Not maybe having a little bit of fun, but maybe not so far off for some people. That's what happens for a lot of people. I love you. I know you. I trust you. But the respect sometimes goes away because we see each other at our greatest moments and at our lowest moments. We see each other's faults and frailties and our blemishes and all of those things. And so the respect kind of goes away a little bit sometimes. Not always, but most times. So we use third party. I need two volunteers. I need the biggest man in the room, tallest, biggest, and I need the smallest man or woman in the room. Jason's a big boy. Come on down. Oh, the smallest. Okay, yeah, you'll do. Okay, thank you. Jason, come on. Okay, now let's... Yeah, that's good. That'll work. Let's do this. Let me have you stand right there, Clancy, right in front of your chair. Yep, and face us. Face us. And I want you to stand about right here and face her. Okay. Now, she represents, she's a prospect. He's trying to recruit her. Okay? Is that what we're supposed to do? Build a team? Try to recruit people. He's trying to recruit her. And let's say that I am everything that Prepaid Legal represents. I'm the attorneys, I'm the money, I'm the pay plan, I'm the success stories. I'm, you know, everything great about Prepaid Legal. Let's just say for this illustration, okay? And he's trying to recruit her. And I'm everything positive Prepaid Legal. And I'm right here. No? Clancy, can you see me?
No.
Why not?
Because he's in my way.
Did you guys get that? Okay, now I've done this illustration, and I said, can you see me? And she said, no. I said, why not? She said, because he's too big. And so I did this. Take one step to the right, please. Did he shrink?
No.
No. Same size?
Yes.
So the problem wasn't that he's too big. Stand back over here. Step to your left. Can you see me?
No.
No? Did he grow?
No.
No. So the problem's not that he's too big. What's the problem? She said it. He's in my way. Take one step to the right. Now she can see everything that there is to see about Prepaid Legal without him being in the way. That's why we use third party. Now she can see everything and not have to judge it through him. She sees all the success stories. She sees the membership. This is the video. This is the website. This is everything you want to. And all it is a slight adjustment. That's it. Most of us, all we need to do is make a very slight adjustment and just get out of your own way. Let your prospects see what it is that you really want them to see. You don't want them to see you, do you?
No.
You want them to see Prepaid Legal. You can't recruit them, but Prepaid Legal can. The tools can. The success stories can. Okay, thanks, guys. We're wrapping up. Thank you. Everybody get that illustration. Okay? So I did this last night. I did this earlier in the business briefing, and then we're gonna wrap up here. From start to finish, I want to illustrate this again, and you guys tell me if I ever get abnormal, if it ever freaks you out or gets weird at any point. Write this in your notes. Be normal. Okay? Ring, ring. Ryan, role play with me. Ryan, what's up? It's Chris. We've been friends for 15 years. Ryan, how's it going? So, man, I'm great, man. I heard you graduated. You didn't give me an invitation, but that's cool. I still love you. Listen, so how's things going? Did you get a new job and making big bucks now, a college graduate?
No, I'm still working at the psych unit.
Still working at the psych unit? Oh, but they gave you a promotion, right? Because you have a degree now.
No?
Oh, man. So what do you think, you'll be there for what, next 20, 30, 40 years? Or, you're going to make a career out of that?
Not that long, but I
haven't figured it out. Well, hey, listen, man, let me ask you a question. Oh, thank you. Great. Let me ask you a question, and I didn't tell him we were going to be doing this, so thank you. You okay?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Are you open to making extra money, or are you really happy at the psych ward?
Dude, I need some more money.
Okay, is that about normal?
Yeah.
You guys see what I'm doing? What I'm doing is I'm looking for a soft spot. That's all, and I'll find one, and when he winces, I know that he's dissatisfied. Please get this in your notes. Not everyone is a prospect. Not everybody's going to do this. Most people are suspects, not prospects. And you got to find out the difference. And I do that by just being inquisitive. I'm just being a friend. I'm just talking to him. We're just having a good time. We're just figuring out if he's going to be a prospect or a suspect. So he starts, no way, man, it's just a job and da-da-da-da. Okay, hey, man, let me ask you a question. You open to making extra money?
Yeah, of course.
Are you really?
Of course.
Have you got a few minutes right now?
Yeah.
Do you? I want you to hear something. Hold on a second. And I'm going to put him on a recorded call and get with your executives. There's many of them out there, but get with your executive. I've got a 4-minute call that I do. It does the whole presentation in 4 minutes. Or I could have said, well, I'm going to mail you a DVD. I could have told him I'm going to send a long distance package. Or I could have said, why don't we get together tonight? I'll come over to your house. So you can expose them any way you want to expose them. But for just this example, I say, have you got a few minutes?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you? Okay, man, you've got to hear this. Hold on a second. Click. I hang up with him. Or I put him on hold. I dial a 4-minute sizzle call. Then I bridge the two calls together. He and I are on the phone listening to the sizzle call. Blah, 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 blah for 4 minutes. What have I said about prepaid legal thus far?
Nothing.
Not one word. And I hope everybody gets this. This is the missing link for 90% of the networkers in this room. When it's over, I hang up. Now the sizzle call's gone. Ryan, are you there?
Yeah.
Could you hear that okay?
Yeah, I could hear it okay.
So what'd you like best? Every time it's the same thing. Could you hear that okay? Ryan, you there? Could you hear that okay? What'd you like best?
I just saw identity theft, man. I just saw that on the news last night. Everybody could use that.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's nuts.
So, yeah, actually, that's what I saw, too. The membership made a ton of sense to me. Just say whatever they say. Doesn't matter. They go, I like the money. Yeah, me too. It's my favorite part. Man, this membership is awesome. Yeah, I know. It's my favorite part. Whatever. Just mirror match. People like to, just be whatever he is, whatever he says. Then I say, well, you know what? I'm actually working with one of the top executives in the company. She's got such an amazing story. I'd love for you to meet her. Hold on just a second. Did you notice I didn't ask for permission that time? And here's why. Because sometimes people think that you're like at a car dealership and you're going to get the manager. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they don't want to do that. So I just say, oh, she's amazing. She's so down to earth. One of our top executives. I'd love for you to hear her story. Hold on just a second. And I call Clancy, Mrs. Talbot. Mrs. Talbot, can you do a 3-way call with me?
Sure.
We already did the exposure. Now we're doing a 3-way call. She says, sure. I get back in line. I say, Ryan, great news. We've got Mrs. Talbot, the woman I was telling you about. Mrs. Talbot, this is Ryan. Mrs. Talbot does all the rest of the work. And here's what people always want to know what Mrs. Talbot is going to say. You know, train me on that. You get trained on that by doing 3-way calls. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I just got an email last night. This lady goes, tell me what the expert's supposed to say. And I said, no, put your prospects on the phone with an expert and you'll learn it along the way. We don't have to waste any time. It's on-the-job training. Does that make sense for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, so then she invites him to the briefing. She answers his questions, resolves his concerns, and she invites him to the briefing. How many of you have had people you've invited to the briefing, they didn't show up? Okay. This guy says to me, no, actually a girl here in Utah who's since moved to Arizona, but she asked me, she goes, I've invited a bunch of people, nobody's coming to the briefing. And I said, why are you doing that? She goes, because I'm supposed to bring people to the briefing. And I said, how's that working for you? She's like, it's not. And I go, well, then why are you doing it? She's like, what are you doing to me? She's like, I'm inviting people to the briefing. That's what we're supposed to do, right? Yeah. How's it working for you? It's not. They're never showing up. Then why are you doing it? Chris, stop it. You're making me mad. Let's go through it again. What are you doing? She goes, I'm inviting them to the briefing. And I go, are they showing up? She goes, no. I go, why are you doing it? She's like, what are you doing? And she's so mad at me. And I said, if it's not working, stop it. And I went through the system. You expose them, and then I do the rest of the work. Let me do the hard stuff. All you got to do is hold the rod and reel in the water. You just hold it and look beautiful. And when a fish comes by, you give it to me and I'll reel them in. That's all. Everybody get that? It's so stinking easy. This business is so easy. And people make it so hard. You put the bait on the line and you hold that rod and reel. It's a Snoopy rod and reel. And you just hold it. And when somebody gets in the line, you give it to somebody else. All you got to do is the exposure. That's it. People, it just, I get, and the reason I have so much passion on it is because I get 100 calls a week. I don't even call them back. See you at the training. I'll send an email to my whole team. Many of you have had a question on da-da-da-da. See you on Wednesday night. See you on the conference call. We'll talk about that. And I get so, Jim Rohn says, don't get frustrated, get fascinated. But I get so fascinated with how hard people make the business. I've said nothing about prepaid legal. I didn't even invite him to the presentation. Mrs. Talbot did. If I invite him, he's not going to show up because he doesn't respect me. Because I'm a college dropout. And I make $200 a week and I live in the ghetto. But Mrs. Talbot, who I told him, she's one of the top executives in the company, he just gave Mrs. Talbot his word that he would be there. What are the odds? The odds going to be better now that he's going to show up? Maybe not perfect, but I guarantee you, you'll have 100% improvement, if not more. And when he comes to the briefing, somebody's up there doing their presentation. When it's over, I look to him and I said, so what'd you like best, man? You see what I'm doing? I'm just excited, man. This is awesome. You like the money? Me too, man. It's incredible. You see that compensation plan? So do you see an opportunity for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ready to get started?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Got it to paperwork. Welcome to Prepaid Legal. What have I said? Nothing. That's it. That's Prepaid Legal. That's how you do it. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
I'm done. That's it. Okay, I got a couple announcements. One of my favorite stories is this as we close. Is this clear to everybody? Everybody got this?
Yeah.
I mean, I just gave you the recipe. I don't know what else to tell you. Now it's just you plugging in 10 hours a week, Saturday month, 3 weekends a year, until. Og Mandino said, I will persist until I succeed. I will persist until I succeed. And if you're in this system and you're getting better every day and you're following the system, as long as you're committed to the long haul, you will succeed. All right, so hopefully you guys got your money worth today. You know, the money is, not the big deal. Really, the time is the big deal. So next month is the advanced product training, correct? And what's the date? It's November 15th. And tickets will be available at the door. And let me tell you guys what I would do if I were you. If I lived in this marketplace, here's what I would do. I would work all month long until the 15th, right? I would work tirelessly. I'd go to every briefing. I'd go to every training. I'd expose 2 people at least every single day. I'd do everything that I could do building up to the Super Saturday. Or excuse me, the APT. So we normally do Super Saturday. It's basically the same thing. It just has a different name. But the APT, Advanced Product Training. And I would get as many people as I could into that training. And here's why. You all know Dave Hall, and you get to hear him probably every week or every other week. You get to hear him pretty often here. And sometimes when that happens, it's so funny in Southern California. Like when I go anywhere else, people are like, yeah. But in Southern California, if I'm doing my home briefing, they're like, who's doing the briefing tonight? They'll say, Mr. Hughes. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Because the respect, familiarity breeds contempt, and sometimes that respect diminishes a little bit. Well, I happen to know, and hopefully many of you have respect for Mr. Hall and, more importantly, for what he's been able to accomplish. I believe he's the only active 6-figure ring earner in the state. Am I right about that? I mean, have we had others? No. So him and Tony Hughes? Yeah, so my brother, when he was here, and Dave Hall. There's a lot of openings at the top in Utah. Anybody want to make 6 figures? Get the ring? Okay, so, if somebody is telling you something that's the antithesis of what Mr. Hall is telling you, I think I would stick with Mr. Hall. You know, he's got the ring. He's been in the business for almost a decade now. He's a proven leader. I would follow his leadership. He is the only six-figure ring earner in this room for just a few more months, or in this state, actually. And who's getting their ring in the next 12 months that we know for sure? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 9 people in the room are going to get their six-figure ring. You can do it. I'm sure Mr. Hall hates it. I mean, I can't stand it. We've created 3 rings in my organization, and it just drives me bonkers. You know, we've got several people right now knocking at the door. Had a guy made $11,000 last month. He'll get his ring in Oklahoma City. Brandon Samaniego, James Lyles get his ring in Oklahoma City. So that's fun to watch. So we want you to succeed, but the way you succeed is by modeling success. And here's what's going to happen. Mr. Hall is bringing his wife, Wendy. Have you guys ever heard Wendy train? Okay, if you went to the women's retreat, she said a few words, right? Yeah, he didn't make it. Yeah, you weren't invited, I don't think. But Dave Hall and Wendy Hall are going to be sharing their story. And when I say story, what I'm saying is the story you've never heard. Dave Hall could write a book about, I mean, it's crazier than fiction. That I was going to start to give you some of the highlights, but he'd be really mad at me. You won't believe it. And when you hear what they've been through, and Dave Hall's going to tell his story, and Wendy has never heard him tell it. And Wendy's going to tell her story, and Dave Hall's never heard her tell it. And bring some Kleenex, I can just tell you that. Bring some Kleenex. And if you're having challenges right now in your business, and you're having, oh, woe is me, and things are tough, and even if you're losing a house, even if you lost a house, lost cars, lost jobs, bring some tissue and get prepared to realize that your life is probably not that bad. Because these guys have been through it. I mean, it's when I learned the whole story, once I wiped my eyes and composed myself, I said, you've got to be kidding me. You didn't deal with all that, did you? Yeah, I did. And for the first time ever, statewide, he's going to be telling that story. Those of you that were on our team retreat, he shared that at our team retreat. He did share it on stage at a convention several years ago. Those of you that are new and haven't had the opportunity to hear that story, I mean, here's what it's going to do for you. Number one, it'll blow you away. Number two, it's going to inspire you. And you're going to realize things aren't that bad for you. And then you're going to realize, you know what, if he can do it and she can do it, the two of them, and they had to do it together sometimes, they had to do it independently sometimes. Separate from one another. And when you hear their story, you'll realize, you'll walk out that door knowing you can do it. You can do it. And those tickets are available at the door, right? They'll be available at the door. So make sure that you go to that event, but more importantly, get people there. And if I may, let's see. Okay. Players Club dinner, right? The night before with Dave at Madeline's. Okay, at Madeline's. Same place we went last night.
Anybody that's Players Club 5 or 10.
Okay.
Even if they're not qualified now, if they buy tickets, if they qualify by then, they're in.
Okay, so tickets are available here.
Yes.
Tickets are available for dinner, $23. You guys get those tickets and go.
They only have limited seating, so it's the first, you know, how many did we have
there? How many we have last night?
So it's probably the first 50.
Okay, so about 50 people. So make sure that you get those. Guys, you want to be in good company. Last thing is this. Let me give you one last nugget as far as training. Then I have a story and we're done. We'll be done in 5 minutes. You build all week to get someone into the briefing, right? This is how you need to be thinking. Just work the phones. Do exposures. You're trying to get someone into the briefing. And when you get them to the briefing, then your very next goal is to get them to the training. You get them plugged into the training so they can get what to do. Then the goal for the rest of the week is to get that new person paid and promoted and get another person to the briefing. So now you've got a couple people at the briefing. And then you get all those people to the training. And now your goal is to get them all paid and promoted while finding somebody else to bring back to the briefing. And now one person has already been paid and promoted and is duplicating what you're doing. And they're like, I got it. I'll help my team. You help those new people that you're bringing on board. Now I've got 6 or 8 people at the briefing, and I'm moving those people to the training. And they all get it. This is how it should work ideally. And we've seen, your team and several other teams here. I think you guys are all working together, but it's funny. It's like this one team is just, and when I see it, it's like that's why it's working. The top 10 recruiters in the state, let me give you guys a statistic. I saw the numbers. The top 10 recruiters in this state go to the training every week. And the people who aren't the top recruiters don't go to the training. Now, are there people that go to the training who are not top recruiters? Yeah, they go. They're learning. But where are your odds better of becoming a top recruiter? At the training where the top 10 recruiters are every single week, or not at the training where the top recruiters are not? Everybody knows the answer to that, right? And so you do that all month long, and you're working up to the Super Saturday or the APT. That's the big vision. So your goal is just, you call everybody, are you going, are you going, are you going? And now you've got 20 people at the APT. And they get fired up because they hear this story. And you'll watch what happens. That 20 can turn to 50 in a week. I mean, boom, it could happen. And then what you're doing, the ultimate, is you're driving this whole thing to eventually get all these people to Oklahoma City. You guys with me on this? Now you've got 30, 40 people in Oklahoma City. And in Oklahoma City, we're going to promote your summer event, whatever team you're a part of. And from Oklahoma City, now you go back and you're driving the briefing, the training, then the Super Saturday. The briefing, the training, Super Saturday, briefing, training, Super Saturday, or whatever it is, once a month. You're leading up to your summer event. And that's all I did for 2 years. And in 2 years, I was making, not like Ryan and some of the other people, making $10,000 a month after whatever, a year in the business. But at 2 years in the business, I was making $10,000 a month. 3 years in the business, almost $20,000 a month. Just guiding my little team. Come on, go to the briefing. Go to the training. Not having to spend a whole lot of time training because someone else is doing it. Think of it like this. Churchgoers, we have churchgoers in the room. Okay? Imagine all you have to do is do the ushering. I love some of the churches in Texas. You go down the deep south, and these like crazy, like gaudy suits, these terrible suits, And then like big gold chains. I saw that. Went to this one church, and in gold nugget it said usher. This guy, and I'm like, wow, man, this place has got some flavor. And so... all he's doing is ushering people in. Normally the ushers, they just dress nice. They just usher people in. Someone else does the preaching. But you take home the offering. Isn't that great? Wouldn't that be good? All you got to do is usher. Someone else preaches. You take home the tithes. You take home the plate. Whatever comes around. Imagine there's some big churches in the world, right? And all you got to do is do the ushering. And that's all we do. Last story is this. And when we're done. You guys have heard about the lady, and it's one of my favorite stories, the woman whose grandchild was in danger underneath the car, so she picked it up. You guys heard about that? I studied that because I thought it was folklore. I thought it was a myth. It's a true story. And she was an old woman, and she picks this car up and grabs this kid out off the ground. An older woman. How many of you can lift a car? Yeah, one guy. You probably can. It's so strong. So... this guy is writing a book, and he wants to track her down so he can interview her and put the story in the book. And she won't let him come down. She's like, look, no. He's like, look, I want to where you live. I know you're in Florida. And he tracks her down. He pays somebody to find out where she lives. And he shows up, flies down there from up north, goes down south into Florida, knocks on her door. Says, hey, I'm that guy that's been calling you. I found out where you live. May I talk to you for a few minutes? She goes, you can come in, but we're not talking about the incident. He comes in. She made him eggs and bacon. Sits down, they're having a great time, but she won't talk about the incident. And that's what she called it, the incident. And he said to her, why won't you talk about the incident? She just got so mad. She goes, listen to me. I'm not going to talk about the incident because when you're my age and when you do something that you thought was impossible, you can't help but wonder, what else could I have done if I'd only tried? I don't like talking about it because I feel like I've wasted my life. What else could I do? I could lift a car my whole life. I could lift a car. I never knew I could lift a car, and I lift a car, and I saved the kid. What else could I have done? If I'd have just tried. And that's the message today is you're not living at your capacity. You're not living at your potential. None of us are. What else might you have been able to do thus far if you'd have tried? And I never got the message of time and financial freedom. Nobody ever told me until I was 27 years old. And it was a reality. I never, you could be time freedom and financial freedom in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years. So you know what I did? I tried. And better yet, I like what Yoda says. No try, just do. Just do it. And if you can conceive success, and believe it, you can achieve it. And if you can't believe it, then work on your personal development. Read enough books, listen to enough tapes, go to enough seminars where one day you wake up, you look in the mirror, and you see success. And you know that you can become successful. And if you'll do that, conceiving, then believing, not only that it's possible, but that it's possible for you. Big difference. When you can conceive it and believe it's possible for you, you can achieve it. And that's my wish for all of you. I wish you all the success in the world. God bless you, and thanks for coming.
All right, was that phenomenal or what? We want to also, we appreciate you coming here. And we love when you come and train, and we just want to let you know how thankful we are. So we got you a little gift.
Ah, cool. Thank you.
And in here just are some notes from the leaders, but we love it when you come here, and we want you to come back. So thank you so much. Give them a hand.
Thank you, leadership. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't forget to get your tickets for the Players Club dinner for next month out at the front table.